Just two more games to go, and they both have serious playoff implications. The Milton Menace sit in third place of the OJHL West Conference. After tying the Collingwood Blues last Sunday, it seems likely the Menace will not catch up to the Blues in second place, but that has also left things open for Leamington Flyers to sneak in the back door. The Menace just so happened to play the Flyers this Friday. If the Menace win, we're looking at the number three team in the West. If the Menace lose, and they also lose to Mississauga on Saturday, things then likely get pretty tricky. I chatted with Milton Menace captain Graham McCauley about this busy weekend. Here is episode 18 of season 2 of Recap with Cap. Coming off a win and a tie last weekend, the win coming from facing the Caledon Admirals. 5-2 win, nice to get a W on the board.
Yeah, I mean, always at this time of year, it's always, you know, every win is big. I think, it was another game that was, you know, maybe a little bit closer than you wanted, a little bit more stressful at this time of year, but, it's good to know how to win close games.
Yeah, really, it was 3-2 with about 11 minutes to go. Then Tristan gets a power play goal, and then Pacheco sneaks one in the empty netter with a second remaining. Good night for you, I guess. Was that three assists I see?
Yeah, we had a good night. I think the power play had a couple goals, kind of right place, right time on that night.
I guess the story of the weekend though was the tie against Collingwood. You don't get many ties in hockey nowadays. How do you feel coming out of Sunday with the tie?
It's funny. I always kind of say, like, how are you supposed to feel coming out of a tie? It's always it feels kind of like a, you know, like a sad ending to a game, but when you really look at it, I think, you know, we were happy with the game. You go up on the road, down a couple guys, against the team, you know, a good team like that, that were a couple of points behind. It would have been nice to get the win and close the gap a little bit in the standings, but it was a good game nonetheless. Ozzy played great in that and kind of gave us a chance there.
Yeah, I guess we're kind of trained in North America for, you know, games not ending in a tie. So just it almost feels worse than a loss might be because it just feels incomplete.
Yeah, you just get, like the standings don't change. You kind of just went up to Collingwood and, statistically nothing really happened. But, no, it was a good game. We were happy with how we played.
Now, we'll talk about playoffs in just a bit, but Collingwood, obviously, a team you might see in the playoffs, pending a couple wins from each team in their first rounds. But when you look at a 2-2 tie that's through two overtimes, does the playoff, is it just continuous overtime?
Yeah, it was a playoff, so it'd be continuous. That's 5-on-5, though. So a little bit different in terms of, you know, what the actual overtime looks like. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, you think if we're in a series with those guys, you might see one or two overtime games.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was thinking is that, you know, you might see this game, a version of this game in the playoffs if you guys were to face each other, and it might just be an even longer night for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so now we have a home game against Leamington. This is a big game for you guys in terms of standings heading into the playoffs. How are you feeling going into this home game against the Flyers?
Yeah, need the win. I think it was a couple weeks ago we were able to get a win at home against them. So, you look for the same result. Obviously, they're gonna come in knowing that they have a chance to, pass us in the standings if they do what they need to do on their side. So, we just need to take care of business. We got two games this weekend, and we need to win both if we want to stay where we are.
And then we have the last game of the season, Saturday, February 28th. That's going to be in Mississauga. I can imagine this might be just a light night for the Graham McCulleys of the team and maybe some more playing action for the younger guys.
Yeah, I mean, it'll depend. I think, depending on what else happens during the week, if we need the 2 points, then you might see a little bit more ice time for the top guys, more of a playoff-like game. If we're already solidified in the standings, maybe you, uh, you rest a couple guys and you give some other guys some opportunities going into the playoffs. So really, I mean, you never know. I think last year we were solidified in our spot going into the last weekend, so we were able to, you know, give some other guys some opportunities and some of the other guys. But it'll depend on what happens going, you know, the rest of the week, Thursday, Friday, going into Saturday. So we'll have to see on that one.
I mean, you're a Bills fan, so I guess you know. Sometimes it's good to sit Josh Allen in Week 18. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah, whatever is going on with the Bills hasn't worked so far. So,
All right, so I guess we're about a week out from when the playoffs start. How are you feeling physically?
Good. I mean, I'm personally good. I know we got a couple guys that we're going to get back from injury, hopefully going into playoffs. But other than that, I think the boys are really confident with, you know, where we're at in terms of our game right now, and just excited. I think, you know, we got two games to kind of just mentally and physically prepare for, you know, what should hopefully be a couple months of hard playoff games.
Has it hit you yet that this is going to be, I guess, your last weekend in the regular season in the OJHL?
I try not to think about it, but, you know, when people remind me, I do think about it. Yeah, I mean, I just try to make the most of it. Obviously, you know, been three awesome years here in Milton. I've been lucky enough to play on some really good teams in this league, and, you know, I've done, you know, just about everything but win a championship. So for me personally and for a lot of guys in the room, that's the goal.
And I know, obviously, you have the playoffs to look forward to, so you can't look really further ahead beyond that, but I'd imagine, you know, you're starting to put some things together for your future, and I guess we'll talk about that maybe in our last episode after the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, good luck this weekend. Hopefully you get that win over Leamington, and hopefully you can get a big win over Mississauga as well.
Thanks again, appreciate it.